Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The tooth fairy has been putting in extra work at my house lately. Carter has lost two teeth in the last 3 days. I'm like, man, can you give the tooth fairy a rest, Carter?
Yeah, she's working overtime right now.
She really is.
He must be happy about it.
Well, he lost one. He got $5. And he was like, yeah, Mom, I got $5. And he's like, you know what? I have another loose tooth. And I was like, leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Telling a 9-year-old to leave alone a loose tooth when he just got $5 for another lost tooth? No. So he decided, I'm going to get creative, Mom. And so we were over at my parents' house, and he told my dad, he goes, hey, Pop, can you help me get my tooth out? And I was like, oh, great. What's my dad going to come up with?
Yeah.
My dad was like, no problem.
Oh, of course.
Goes out to the backyard, grabs a wiffle ball and a bat and some floss.
Wow.
Ties the tooth to the wiffle ball, and he tells Carter, just swing. It'll come right out.
Carter allowed this to happen? Yeah. I'd be terrified as a 9-year-old.
No, this boy, like, eat, breathes, and sleeps baseball.
What if the tooth doesn't come out?
Oh, cool. He was a little nervous to actually do it, and the first couple times, he was like, no, I can't. I can't. And he went to go to, like, throw the ball to hit it and couldn't do it. Then he accidentally dropped the ball, and we thought the tooth was going to fall out because it was attached. It didn't. He got frustrated. He kicked it, and the tooth went flying.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
I've got to commend Carter for having the guts to do that. That seems terrifying and painful to me if it doesn't go the way it's planned.
No. For him, he was like, this is fun. This
I got
is
my
a
money.
Cool way. Yeah. And guess what? The tooth fairy came. Another $5 for him. This kid is racking in the money.
He's good to go. He's going to keep trying. Does he have any more teeth to lose?
I think he only has like two more.
Yeah.
And then he's done with his baby teeth. And he needs to know that the permanent teeth are permanent for a reason.
Yeah. I bet you those two are going to come out pretty quick.
Yeah. At the rate we're going, definitely. Have you got creative when it comes to losing a tooth? Was it a wiffle ball when you were a little kid? Or maybe did you lose a tooth as an adult?
I lost a tooth as an adult, and it was from an epic pillow fight, which I'm going to tell you about in 6 minutes.
A pillow fight?
Yeah.
Okay, you can call or text us now with your experience. 888-431-3764.
Well, your 9-year-old son, Carter, likes money. He was determined to lose that second tooth, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. The tooth fairy has been working overtime at my house. Two teeth in 3 days.
And it was a wiffle ball and some string.
Yeah. The sad part was he never even got the courage to actually hit the ball. He just accidentally kicked it, and the tooth went flying.
Yeah, I knocked half my front tooth out as an adult in college when I was 22 years old.
What did you do?
Because I decided to have an epic pillow fight with a friend.
Okay, what kind of pillows were you guys using?
They were obviously pretty hard. I think we'd had a few drinks. We're in the dorm. My maturity is showing here. And I got hit on top of the head. I crunched down on my jaw. Next thing I knew, I looked like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. I had half a tooth, and now this tooth is just porcelain, whatever they use.
Oh, it's one of the fake ones?
The fake ones, okay. Yeah, half of it.
Samantha from the 951 text in said that I went ice skating with friends. I fell, hit the ice with my tooth. Chip my tooth.
You know immediately the 951 here said, I don't want to talk about it too much, but involved a baseball bat and fishing line.
Oh.
Don't know what that means.
Okay. I have another one here that says, my son also likes to get creative. This is from the 951. Last time he had a loose tooth, we used a Nerf gun.
Oh, shoot. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you slam the door too. There's ways like that.
That's the old school way, I feel like.
I'm just so scared that what if it doesn't come out? Like, it's going to be painful, right? Excruciatingly painful.
Well, then it's going to get a little looser, and then you're one step closer to the tooth fairy coming.
Okay.
Eye on the prize, guy, okay?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, was I?